Good afternoon. The time is now 2:10, and I will call this meeting of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order. We are in Belch Room 105 of the Thomas Stewart Building in the nation's most beautiful capital city of Juneau, Alaska. Today is Monday, May 1st. Members present are Senator Ray Jackson, Senator Dunbar, and myself, Senator Bjorkman. Senators Merrick and Bishop are in the Senate Finance Committee as we speak. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please turn off or silence your cell phones. I'd like to recognize and welcome our recording secretary, Juliana Singh, and our LAO moderator, Lisa Denny. Welcome, everyone, to Senate Labor and Commerce. Today, we have two items on our agenda. First up, House Bill 51, Use of Designated Refrigerants, and Senate Bill 116, Associate and Professional Counselors. First up is House Bill 51. We have had numerous hearings on this bill. We have previously set an amendment deadline. No amendments were received. Senator Gray Jackson, may I have a motion, please?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move to report House Bill 51, Work Order 33-LS0334/A from the committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing no objection, House Bill 51 is reported from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. We will roll right into our next bill and sign the paperwork for that at the end of the meeting. Next up, Senate Bill 116. Last week, we heard Senate Bill 116 and set an amendment deadline for Wednesday. We have since confirmed that no amendments are forthcoming. So at this time, I will look to the will of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to report Senate Bill 116, Work Order Number 33-LS0421/U from the committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Senator Gray Jackson. Seeing and hearing no objection, Senate Bill 116 is reported from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. If members could please remain so we can sign the paperwork. That would be most excellent. The committee will again meet on Wednesday this week when we will take up a number of items, including governor's appointees, Senate Bill 73 and Senate Bill 85. As there is no further business to come before the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee today, we are adjourned at 2:13 p.m.